First, I wrote this entire post as a way to get people to uninstall and remove the game Hatchet Man's Cove from their Steam accounts. But I soon realized pretty much no one has ever played it. But if you by any chance happen to own a copy, please, I urge you, remove it. Uninstall it and forget it. Don't look back. Don't ever touch it again. I'll tell you why. A friend of mine bought a 3-pack of Hatchet Man's Cove back in 2009. It was a multiplayer game where 3 people were paired up against a single strong player on the opposite team. Kind of like an early Dead by Daylight game. This game might very well have been a spiritual predecessor. The similarities between these games are pretty eerie. I'm sure at least one person on the Dead by Daylight team has a copy of Hatchet Man's Cove, and that kind of worries me. See, Hatchet Man's Cove was a game where you played in cycles, kind of like a red light, green light game. 3 people played as survivors from a ship that has crashed into a cove, and a 4th player gets to play as the killer. The killer wasn't necessarily some slasher with an axe. It could have been a vengeful angel, a grim reaper, or several other kinds of killers. At least, that was the original plan. So, the game would alter between having bright lights all over the map going on and off. While they were on, the killer would notice any kind of movement with a ping. When the lights were off, survivors would move any way they wanted, as long as they didn't draw too much attention. They could set up traps to delay the killer or sabotage the lights to get more time. The killer, on the other hand, was to grab the survivors and drown them in the well at the center of the map. Once a survivor was grabbed, the other survivors are given a choice to either try and intercept the killer by using traps or use the time to gain an advantage. The problem was that Hatchet Man Cove didn't sell very well. The developer had some legal trouble with their publisher. Who were pissed off about the developers backing out of an exclusive deal with On Live. Check it, it's got its own Wikipedia. There was no promotions on Steam or anywhere else for that matter, seeing as the publishers didn't want it released on any other platforms. They didn't want it released at all for about another 6 months until the game had the proper infrastructure. The devs screwed up and published it on Steam anyway. The whole thing was a mess. Still, during the months it was active, there was a fairly regular fan base. My friends and I played it pretty much every day for about a month. I mained as Sturgis, a survivor, the Norwegian fisherman who could lure the killer using his fishing rod. As a killer, there were only 2 options at the time, the Hatchet Man and the Blameless. I preferred to play the Hatchet Man. I preferred to play as the Hatchet Man. He was pretty straightforward. He got a hatchet, could destroy shelters, and had a certain resistance to traps. The Blameless, she was just weird. They never managed to balance her right. The Blameless was an old woman. She was slow, but she floated around the map and avoided all ground-based traps. She always had this warm smile, and her passive ability was just the weirdest. If she was far away, she would look like a random ally on your team. Only when she got closer would she reveal that sinister, smiling face? Hatchet Man was just a murderer. But the Blameless was downright creepy. But the game didn't get any updates because of legal battles. No updates, no new survivors, no new killers. Nothing. Instead, the game went silent. We stopped playing, and a few months later, the game was unceremoniously unlisted and removed from the Steam store without so much as an apology. I uninstalled Hatchet Man Cove and didn't think about it for years. Just one of those games that rest in the back of my catalog. I forgot I even had it. But this is where things get weird. Last December, I was gifted with the new Harvest Moon game as a Christmas present. And some part of my reptile brain clicked back, and it centered on Hatchet Man Cove. The friend I used to play with had moved on with their lives, but the game still had a Steam community page. I checked the store page, and it was empty. The game couldn't be found on Google either. The game was completely hidden. If you don't actually have it in your library, you won't find it without a direct link. That in of itself is kind of weird, isn't it? Most abandoned games can still be Googled, but Hatchet Man Cove still had a very active community. There were plenty of discussions on the forums, but they didn't make any sense. The speech was almost garbled. I'm sure whatever they discussed made sense to them, but to an outsider, it looked like nonsense. A few examples are... Topic: how much GW to finish No Min? I want to finish No Min, and I don't know yet. Just don't GW then. Get your shit together. You'll never go No Min if you don't GW. Just commit. The discussion forums was just a mess. The examples above was the most legible thing I could find. And I still have no idea what it says. So I started checking out the community content, like videos and screenshots and other pictures. The way the community played the game was completely different from when I used to play. Pretty much no one played Hatchet Man anymore. The killers seemed limited to the Blameless. Not a single screenshot of Hatchet Man, but the Blameless. The weirdest thing was how players interacted with the killer. Instead of hiding, they'd come running right up to her. They run up to her with their microphones on, screaming at her, begging, pleading for her to kill them. Not with funny voices or anything. No, there were people crying in chat. Videos marked with GW and various dates littered the community page, each with people crying and screaming, begging to die. The volume maxed out immediately, and most of the time, all the voices were nothing but a crackling mess that could easily blow out your speakers. I couldn't stop watching. I'd never seen anything like it. Not even back in the day when I still played. That wasn't the way you played the game. No one was hiding or looking for the objectives. I'd see players using my old main, Sturgis, and just rush the Blameless as soon as the match started. Seeing the 3D models of the old bearded man running up to the Blameless pleading to die, that was uncomfortable. I made the mistake of posting my own question on the discussion forum. I was just too curious. You have to remember, at this point, this was still just a weird blip in my Steam library. I made my own topic and asked what the hell happened to the game. I got no responses at all. For weeks. Just nothing. After that, things have gotten weird. Real weird. I started playing CSGO. One night, a teammate came on and just started screaming. No big deal at first, just another troll, but he was screaming at me, specifically, begging me to shoot him. There was crying. He was desperate, asking me to please team kill him. He offered to send me money, trade rare skins, whatever I wanted. He got kicked before I even knew what to say. Two games later, the same guy joins my team with a different username and clan tag. He kept screaming, crying, begging. My teammates laughed, but I was getting a little bit too uncomfortable. So, I stopped playing. Hearing a grown man barely being able to breathe between sobs is just too much. That wasn't a prank. That was desperation. It didn't stop there. From that point on, in several games, people started joining and begging me to kill them. It could be by text, in Steam chat, by voice, whatever they could use. Once in Fall Guys, there were two people with usernames Kill Me and Kill Me Too. How? You can't even pick your own usernames in Fall Guys. They just stood there, waiting for me to push them over the edge. These colorful little blob people just made my stomach crawl, because I knew that whoever controlled them was sitting there, screaming in a complete panic behind the screen. It kept going, too. In Red Dead Redemption 2, I used to have this setting to hear and be heard by everyone. But I had to stop. Naked users came running up to me while I was camping out at Strawberry, and I turned off all audio as soon as I saw them. I was shaking as I realized the mute setting didn't work. I had to force close my game. I mean, I swear, for a few seconds after the executable had closed, I could still hear them. I threw my headphones across the room and walked away, just holding my head and quivering. I didn't know what to do. I could barely be at my own computer. I went back to the Hatchet Man Cove Steam forums and just started reporting people. I also reported all videos to YouTube, and I just flagged everything, you know? I know I abused the report system, but these things were getting a little bit out of hand, and I was being harassed. So they took it down. Not just the forums or the videos, but everything. The entire Steam page was gone, including the community page. I could still see the name Hatchet Man Cove in my library, but nothing showed up when I clicked it. YouTube and Steam probably didn't care much and didn't bother to review my reports. It was easier just to pull the plug. And for a while, that did the trick. I actually got back on CSGO. Then, it got worse than ever. Random people started joining our Discord server, just screaming into our ears. No matter how many times we banned them or muted them, they just keep coming back. My friends noticed that as long as I was offline, their voices stayed away. So my server figured I was playing a prank, or something. At first they thought it was kind of funny, but the more it happened, the more they were getting frustrated. Some were just getting scared and sent me private messages asking me to please, as friends, stop. Today I'm permabanned. I can't even log back onto Discord without getting a message from a random account begging for me to come online and kill them. It had gotten to the point where I've uninstalled pretty much everything. I don't even have a Skype. I don't play games anymore, and I don't think I'll be browsing Reddit much longer either, since I've started getting these messages on here too. Not just here, but on my phone as well. Texts in the middle of the night. Random calls from unknown numbers. Last week, I found traces of handprints on my kitchen window. Not just one or two, but dozens. A neighbor told me there'd been some shouting outside my door when I was out buying groceries the other day. I'm considering calling the police, but I don't know what to say. I don't even know if I'm in any danger. I can't get the bland face of the blameless out of my head. I had a dream of her asking me, without moving her crinkled old mouth, if I wanted it all to stop. And I'd said yes. I go to her, dressed as old Sturgis, standing alongside with the others with my fishing rod. First, I ask her to end it all, but the others speak louder. She can't hear me. I then ask again, trying to speak over the others. Soon, I find myself screaming. We all scream, louder, louder, begging and pleading for her attention. We all want it to stop, and she refuses to oblige. Instead, she just smiles, holding some sort of beautiful secret behind her pixelated, dead eyes. I don't know what it is, but I want it. I'm starting to understand, but at the same time, I'm disgusted. So please, stay away from Hatchet Man Cove. Update. I was contacted by somebody on Reddit, and this is what he said. This leaves me with questions. What the hell happened during development? What happens when someone is killed? Are any of the devs or other people involved in this game affected by whatever is going on as well? When did this whole thing start? If I were you, I'd look into things a little bit more. If possible, I'd probably search for anyone involved in the game, see what they know. I'd also look into any lore of the game to see if there's something connected with what's going on, especially the Blameless's lore. And I'd go ahead and kill those who asked for it. They were asking you for a reason. Perhaps, who knows, you might actually be doing them a favor. I'll see if I can look up anything. I still got a friend who bought it for me on Facebook, so I'll talk to him about it. He was really, really into it. Collected all kinds of stuff, concept art, and interviews, and things like that. Followed the devs' blog religiously. also the first to abandon the game when there was no real new updates. There's not much to read nowadays, but maybe he has got some insider links. I remember the Blameless being a pre-order unlock killer, with the promise of early access to a survivor called Babs for a few weeks after launch, which never came. I've killed a few of them in CSGO, but it just feels weird. Like I'm doing something wrong. I might post an update later on, but for now I have to get away from the web for a while.
Ha 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 ha